Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I wanted to find out a little bit more about this development. I've seen it all over the show. I've seen people talking about it, and I wanted to know what it is. We're talking about HQ Sandton. Alex Agulnik, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can indeed.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So tell us about this development, HQ Sandton. When did it start coming? Well, first of all, what is it?
Okay. So first of all, HQ Sandton is a residential development with lots and lots of amenities, common amenities. Mm-hmm. It's on one of the only parks in Sandton, Mushroom Park. And it's one of only six developments that will ever be done on the park. It's 780 what we call micro units. And as I said, we have lots of amazing facilities, from bars and restaurants to Olympic-sized pools to cocktail pools upstairs. We have the largest roof garden in Africa, 1,200 square meters. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people to get involved in the heart of Sandton. 5 minutes walk to the Gautrain and 6.5 minutes to Sandton City. You're on, as I said, the only really working park in Sandton. We're opposite the Rea Vaya on Catherine Street. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for young urban people to come and get involved in a development like this.
Yeah, I realize as you are saying this, that as much as I might think that I'm the target market, I'm really not, because you actually want the cool kids, don't you?
Well, you know, what we've
Careful how you answer this, eh? Careful, because you might offend me. The way in which you answer this and say, Howard, you really are cool, but...
You're very cool.
Thank you very much.
And you're cool enough to buy there.
Just not cool enough to live there, I think. Yes.
So the users are going to be up-and-coming professionals who live and work in the area. We found out that a lot of the investors are actually looking at it for themselves. So basically, they live in Cape Town or in Durban, and instead of paying a lot of fees to come and spend time in hotels, they rather see it for themselves as a place when they come to Joburg, they can stay there.
Because it seems to be about creating a lifestyle, isn't it? It's a lifestyle, it's an energy.
It's a complete lifestyle, and it's on a park. And as I said to you, there's lots and lots and lots of common areas for people to chill and work and hang out at the development. And obviously, again, you know, we find that a lot of people are spending anywhere up to 3 to 4 hours coming to Sandton and going home, either to the East Rand or the West Rand. So we've also had a lot of companies that are interested in maybe buying units and then doing a deal with their workers so that they can save a lot of time, unnecessary time.
Yeah.
So we've had a great response. The pricing's unbelievable. We started 890,000 rand, and the most expensive unit is 2.5 million rand.
So it's very reasonably priced. Incredibly so, actually.
Well, it's priced for the people who need to buy it. So we're pricing it for people who want a very good return either on the investment or for people who can afford it, who are first-time buyers. The other developments on the park, I'm sure you know, there's Capital on the park and there's another one called Metropolis. Both of those, the average prices are about 5-6 million to penthouses to 20 million. So you are in very good company by buying.
Which is very important as well, because the location, the position here is unbelievable. Not only with the park, you've got Sandton, you've got the park, you've got the highways, you've got, as you say, Rea Vaya, you've got everything there, but you've also got very much high end developments around you.
And what's very interesting is we've had a lot of African purchasers, and the African purchasers always tell us the same thing: to buy something in Lagos or Luanda in Angola, or in Nairobi in Kenya, a new build, something similar to ours, is $5,000 a square meter. And here they can buy it for $3,000 a square meter in a much more developed urban setting. They don't have a Sandton City or Gautrain in Lagos or in Abuja or in any of these places. So we found that a lot of the African market really, really see the value in this.
I would imagine.
So yeah, we're very, very excited.
And just tell us a little bit about the units. You refer to them as micro units. Obviously, they're not large.
So we start with hospitality units. Mm-hmm. We believe that over time, and obviously things have been bad. We know we've just come through Corona, and now we have a war, and the economy has been battered. But as things improve, we believe that a lot of these units will be rented out short term, almost through an Airbnb type of arrangement, because the demand will be huge in time to come. As you know, Sandton is really very much the capital of Africa. So when things improve, we believe that a lot of these units will be like hospitality units. So we have studios.
Right.
We then have one bedrooms, two bed one bars, and two bed two bars, with the majority of the units being studios, because that's really what we believe people will be using, either long-term or short-term.
And so what's interesting about that is you're offering a lot outside of the actual unit, which makes it more interesting. Well, it's you know, you've got your swimming pools and your bar and your parks and your outside your unit area, which compensates.
We have gym.
Yeah, which compensates a lot
gym.
for the space.
We have laundries.
Very
exactly. What you'll find is a lot of young people are not really spending that much time in their units. Obviously, they're looking to go to work, come home, party, and within the development, as I said to you, there's just so much space because of the nature of the site. It's a perfect square, which has allowed us to create a lot of common facilities. And no matter how many people are there at one time, you'll never feel like it's cramped in anywhere.
Absolutely amazing. If anybody is interested, how do they get hold of you?
They can just go to hqsandton.co.za and have a look over there. Our partners, WineProp, I don't know if you're familiar with them. Sure. They can go to their site and have a look at WineProp and generally come to the site office. We're on the park. So we have a site office on the park, on Mushroom Park, on the parking lot. And you can see the beauty of it from there.
Absolutely fantastic. Alex Ogilnik, developer of HQ Sandton. Go and have a look at that. You can go to www.hqsandton.co.za.